They're being difficult.
Of course they are. Charm them.
Right.
Or shout a lot. Whichever works best.
Is there a third option?
If there is, you'll think of it.
Más problemas.
Hola, mi nombre es Kate Stewart.
English?
Yes. I want to speak to the protester.
Dios, sálveme de estas mujeres pesadas.
God save you from irritating women? Well, irritating women like me have been saving you for years. And as this one speaks Spanish, I suggest you keep your mouth shut and lead the way.
Come.
Hello, Kate Stewart from UNIT. I was wondering if I could borrow you for a bit.
Well now, Kate Stewart from UNIT, that's lovely, darling, really nice. But as you can see, I'm just a little bit busy.
Is that comfortable? The chains look very tight.
Oh, they are, and no, it's not. But it's nothing, nothing compared to what they put the animals through in this place.
Pharmaceutical testing.
Yes. Because who cares how reliable it is? Who cares that over 90% of pharmaceuticals that pass animal trials end up being scrapped anyway? Because the research has no practical bearing on human beings. Darling, could you just move a little bit to your left? You're blocking the webcam.
Ah, yes, the webcam. It's no longer broadcasting, I'm afraid. Security.
Oh, great. Well, you're a big help, aren't you? Oh, not that anyone will be watching. Sadly, they never are.
You might be surprised. Our tech team have given you a slight signal boost.
What?
For the last couple of hours, anyone visiting the homepages or social media sites of the companies that use this factory have been looking at your footage instead.
Oh?
They have also been offered links to unbiased scientific data regarding the viability of animal testing.
Oh!
Yes? See, I knew you could do it. And the entire factory has just been closed, pending an examination of their industrial emissions. So, Joe Jones, I think you've probably just earned yourself an afternoon off.
Oh, I like you, Kate Stewart. Well, fair enough. I'm all yours and happy to help. Right, now, where did I put the key to the, no, wait a minute. Oh dear.
Sorry. Oh, the holographic display.
Oh, in my day, we had to make do with a slide projector and a heavy curtain. Dull briefings where the atmosphere was thicker than the sandwiches. Mind you, in my early days, I was often stuck out there putting the kettle on.
I have a man for that.
Oh, good for you. Oh, you know, I adored the Brig. Oh, he really was. He was lovely. Well, that is, when he wasn't being all officious and cross.
Oh, Dad could never stay cross for long.
Dad? Oh, darling. Darling, of course. I just didn't think. Oh, I was so sad to hear. Well, I mean... Oh, I'm so sorry. Come here.
It's fine. Honestly, there's no need for...
Oh, Unit always did need more hugs. Right now, glasses. Where are my glasses? Ah. Now, what am I looking at? A massive armoured tank, an underwater one?
Nothing so aggressive, but yes, it's fairly sizable. 70 metres long with a beam of 15 metres and a draft of 11.
Beam? Draft?
Sorry, I've been reading too many spec documents. Width and depth. It's roughly half the size of an Ohio-class submarine.
Mm. Room for a lot of sailors, then.
Actually, the crew quarters are minimal. It only allows for 10. Most of the space is taken up with equipment. Project Charybdis is an experimental, mobile tide turbine developed to provide eco-friendly power wherever needed.
Eco-friendly? Huh, that thing?
It's designed to offer clean energy through minimal ecological impact. It runs along the bottom of the ocean, the fans at the front, controlled by the tide, creating energy.
Oh, yeah, right. That thing crawling along the seabed seems the opposite to eco-friendly.
Which is why I've brought you on board as an advisor during its trial run.
Advisor? Me? Wow, does that mean I'm now Unit Scientific Advisor?
No, not quite. I'll introduce you to her now.
Ogrons, you were actually chased by Ogrons while riding a space trike. And the maggots, proper wriggly giant maggots. Giant maggots that turned into giant flies. And Omega, you went to a universe made entirely out of antimatter, which is completely and utterly impossible, actually properly mad, but you went there anyway. And you didn't die or blow up or anything.
Perhaps you'd like to have a little sit down, darling.
Sit down. I need to dance.
Please don't.
Oh, Joe Jones. The actual Joe Jones.
Yes? Well, that's me, sweetie.
I'm feeling a bit giddy.
Yeah, we've noticed. Miss Jones, this is our scientific advisor.
Hi.
She'll be accompanying you on the Charybdis.
Oh, great.
We'll have days for you to tell me all your stories.
Lovely.
Oh, well, hopefully it'll take my mind off the seasickness. I'm hopeless on water. I once threw up on a pedalo.
Great.
You'll be flying to our base on Ascension Island. The prototype is all ready to go.
You're not coming?
I'm afraid I have an ongoing problem here I need to handle.
Ongoing problems? Yes, the curse of Unit.
Some things never change.
But we have a crew. 10 people, you said?
I said there were berths for 10 people. The device is remote controlled. It can actually operate with no crew at all.
You mean it's going to be just Osgood and me?
Don't let her enthusiasm put you off. She's extremely capable. More than she realises half the time.
Ah, karma.
Sorry?
Oh, how many times was I dismissed for being a little bit, well, you know, ditzy? And then I go and do the same thing to her. Oh, you're such a twit, Joe Jones. Oh, I'm sure she's going to be great.
She is. But she will go on about Ogrons. Anyway, there'll be four of you. Dr. Laura Sale, head of the engineering team that designed Charybdis, and Captain Burmaster, one of our men who'll be liaising with the Navy throughout. You'll meet them over there.
Ooh, loving the velvet jacket.
It seemed appropriate. 1 in 11 million.
What's that, darling?
The odds of dying in a plane crash. Sorry, I'm not normally this bad, but it's been a bit of a week. Of course, the odds of dying in a unit plane are ever so slightly higher, but let's not think about that.
They don't let you out much, do they?
Oh, I do loads of field work. I'm just not always sure about the travelling part.
Oh, listen, this isn't travelling. I'll tell you about travelling. Do you know, I once trekked from Tarapoto to Lima entirely by donkey.
Why?
I'm not sure now. Maybe the frogs didn't fancy the bus ride.
The frogs?
Yes, a rare species from a street market. Do you know the vendor was making them into smoothies?
Smoothies?
I know! So, anyway, we'd grabbed the whole aquarium of these rare little darlings and we were just hot-footing it out of there, you know, because we wanted to put them back into the wild. But then, well, of course, we were hit with the problem of the toucan. And that, Miss Osgood, is why you should never wear a miniskirt on Phelbos.
Welcome to Ascension Island.
Oh, Captain Burmaster. I hope you're all recovered.
Oh, I'm fine. You know what the medics are like, always fussing about nothing.
Oh, dear, been in the wars.
We had a little problem with some Silurians.
That's classified, actually.
This is Jo Jones. She's cleared for everything.
Am I? Ooh, how thrilling.
Actually, no, you're not. Sorry. Anyway, that business has nothing to do with today, though it seems to have put a feather in my cap.
The captain was quite the hero.
Oh, just doing the job, though I may have played on it a little to pull this assignment. Engineering's always been my thing. Follow me, and I'll take you to our ship. Welcome aboard.
Oh, lovely. Claustrophobic metal box sort of way.
Most of the internal space is taken up with the energy conversion units.
I've travelled in worse, trust me. You know, once you've sailed down the Yangtze in a tea chest, this is pure luxury.
A tea chest?
Oh, the three of us didn't know where to put ourselves.
I think you make half of this stuff up.
Well, fine. If you really want to ruin a good story with the truth, there was only two of us.
Happy now? Oh, finally! Can we get underway now?
Miss Jones, Osgood, meet Dr. Laura Sale, one of the chief engineers of Charybdis.
Yeah, who's been kicking her heels for days waiting for the authorization to get this trial underway.
Oh, sorry, darling. Have we kept you waiting? Well,
I failed to see why it was necessary to draft you in at all. I could have put the ship through its paces twice over and saved you all an airfare. I'm sure you understand the need for a thorough evaluation. Well, not really. No. It either works or it doesn't. Come on, then.
Well, isn't she just so adorable?
Well, you know what scientists are like, only comfortable with spreadsheets and machines.
Standing right here, actually.
Oh, quite. Well, you're a present company accepted. I suppose we'd better get on with it. I'll radio the base and make sure all of your kit has been transferred aboard.
You can stand at the back and keep out of my way. Right. Fine. Okay?
Oh, ignore her. Now, can you help me understand what's happened?
Well, we're going to be guided by remote, so there won't be much for us to do but monitor progress.
The first stretch is going to be a bit dull, I'm afraid. The Charybdis runs at a top speed of 35 knots, so it'll be a while before we're in the test zone.
Remind me, 35 knots is...
Roughly 40 miles an hour. So we've got about 90 minutes of chugging along before anything significant happens.
Oh, please tell me you've bought the travel scrabble.
We could have a tour around the place while we wait.
Just don't touch anything.
I'll happily show you around. Your quarters are here on the left.
Bunk beds. Fancy the top bunk.
Fine.
Hey! What's he playing at?
I don't know. Captain? Captain! Let me take a look at the lock. It's heavy duty, vacuum sealed.
With the controls on the outside? What sort of idiot designs it like that?
And Dr. Sale, presumably. Oh, it's no good. I'd need an oxyacetylene torch and a sledgehammer to make any headway.
Let me have a look. I'm not bad with locks. Is there a phone or a radio in here?
No, my phone's got no signal.
Not surprising if we're submerged.
Well, the unit network's resilient. It should still work. Well, there's probably a signal dampener operating.
So how else do we get in touch with the outside world?
From in here? I'm not sure we do.
Speed steady. Pressure at optimum. Energy consumption below predicted threshold.
All going according to plan?
Yeah, of course. I know what I'm doing. I'm not one for surprises.
That's unfortunate. This is Burmaster, reporting to Grand Marshal Jastrog. Charybdis now off-grid and heading for new coordinates.
We're changing direction. You don't shift something of this size without feeling it.
I have a feeling we've landed ourselves right in the middle of a hijacking.
But I don't understand. Anthony Burmaster is a loyal unit captain. Why would he do something like this?
Someone's probably got to him.
Got to him?
Well, I don't know much about the modern unit, but in my day, not a week went by without someone being hypnotized, remote controlled, or turned into an android. If that still is your man out there, then someone's obviously got him under their thumb.
Yes. Fair point.
Yes, understood. Of course. Perfectly clear. New coordinates programmed in, and we're progressing at full speed. ETA to target site, 45 minutes. Remote link severed. All communications are out. Stealth field now in operation. They can't see us or find us. So tidying up while we wait, I think. Apologies, Dr. Sale, but your work will be put to good use for whatever that may be worth as an epitaph. Mum?
Problem with the Charybdis.
Of course there is.
We've lost tracking and communication. Ascension Base says it's probably a temporary error. They're working on correcting it now.
Temporary error? They lose both sonar contact and radio, and they want us to believe it's only a glitch. Get me a plane.
It's no good. I need a screwdriver.
I have a penknife.
Whoa, go girl, look at this thing. Ha ha! Knife, corkscrew, saw. Whoa, what's this?
Don't touch that one, it's not working yet.
Yes, but what's it supposed to be?
It's a sonic attachment. I've been experimenting.
He would have really liked you.
The doctor? You think so?
Oh, definitely, darling. Right then.
There's an intercom here that I might be able to work with.
Can you get a message to Kate?
It won't broadcast that far, but if Burmaster's trying to steal Charybdis, then he'll be using stealth technology to stay hidden. Unit stealth technology, which is the best in the world, because I helped design it. But if I can emit a constant pulse...
Then any ships that are looking for us will pick it up. Oh, yes, you're brilliant!
Well, I haven't managed it yet. It'll probably take a bit of time.
Oh, boy. Look at you with all your really inaccessible parts. Ooh, you're just a horrible little lock. I'm afraid it's going to be a while before I get anywhere with this, too.
Target coordinates reached. Deep scans confirm dormant life signs. Engaging drill legs.
Drill legs.
Drill legs? What drill legs?
They're our anchor. When the Charybdis wants to maintain its position on the seabed, it extends four legs with drill bits on the end, burrows down and embeds itself.
Extending the drill legs to 15 feet below the seabed surface, bypassing safety protocols and engaging front turbines.
He's using the turbines to send a pulse into the seabed. Like slapping on the ground with your fist over and over again.
Why would he want to do that?
I don't know. It must be causing severe ground tremors, a lot of damage.
Oh, to us, as well as everything else.
But why is he doing it?
To sabotage the trial?
No, there are easier ways of doing that. He could just destroy the Charybdis. No, it's like he's attacking the seabed. Or something underneath it.
What could be underneath it?
Welcome to Ascension Island, Mom.
Never mind all that. Please tell me someone has found the Charybdis.
Not as yet. It was fitted with the latest stealth shielding, so we're having a bit of difficulty.
Serves us right for designing it so well, I suppose.
Mom?
I want to get out there right away. See to it, would you?
Right away, Mom.
Sensors indicate turbine is causing severe seismic response. Subterranean damage must be considerable. Understood. We'll report back at the first sign of life.
Cease alarm. Computer, display surface scans.
Signs of life on the seabed. Several readings heading towards me. We've woken them up. Moving to stage two of the plan.
I've done it. It's a basic SOS, but they should be able to read it on the surface. How are you getting on with the door?
Almost there, I think. Amazingly.
How did you learn to pick locks?
I suppose it's like work placement courses. You know, you go down the list and find one you think you might be able to just stand. I remember it was escapology or learning the Dewey Decimal System. No brainer. Escapology was by far the most useful.
You used to get tied up a lot.
For both our sakes, darling, I think I just might ignore that question. Yes! How brilliant are we? Come on, group hug. I sense you're thinking about the fact that you're hugging someone who met Omega, aren't you?
A bit.
Come on, you. Let's get out of here. What now? You think the door was alarmed?
No, that's not what the alarm means. It means we've been breached.
Turbine shut down. Explosives set. Evacuating the Charybdis now.
Well, at least the ground stopped shaking.
Oh, wait! Equipment room. There may be something we can use as a weapon.
You don't strike me as the weapons type.
Well, I'm not. But I am the nervous type, and it would make me feel better. Oh.
What is it?
She's been
shot. Yes. Come on, look. There's nothing we can do for her now.
Ma'am, we're picking something up on the radio, an SOS. Sonar shows no possible source for the signal.
So it's coming from a shielded vessel?
Most probably, ma'am.
Location?
15 leagues south-southwest.
Get us there, full speed.
Ma'am.
So, how do we get out of here?
There must be escape suits on board.
Oh, let me guess, but we don't know where.
Well, if we'd had our proper tour of the ship before getting locked up.
Hang on. Let me just check. Right, next corridor's clear. Oh, they love their doors, don't they?
Oh, thankfully. If the corridors weren't sealed at regular intervals, we'd be swimming by now.
Oh, signs would be good, like, you know, emergency exit this way.
Turn left to avoid instant drowning.
Oh, more doors. Wait. Don't open it.
What's wrong? Well, something's opening the far door.
And flooding the corridor. We need to turn back.
But what could travel through the flooded sections?
Hello. I know you. Sea devils.
Well, they probably don't like to be called that. It's probably, I don't know, speciesist.
Political correctness gone mad, darling. Come on, we need to go back the other way. Why would Burmaster be controlled by the Sea Devils?
I don't know.
The doctor always said they were non-hostile.
Sapiens are only a couple of doors away.
The what now?
Sea devils. I was trying to avoid the term.
I think they're beyond caring right now. Now, come on! Now, how does this work?
You put one of these suits on, then step into the escape chute. They eject you outside.
Oh, now that sounds like fun!
It's not. I did it during basic training and threw up in my helmet.
Oh, great!
Oh, God. Hopefully I'll do it better this time. Right now, I'm more worried about other things. You know, drowning or being killed.
No. Now we'll be fine. Just take a deep breath.
Sorry.
Don't worry, darling. I've had many a wobble over the years.
You? I don't believe it. I read your files. You're amazing.
We're all amazing. Doesn't mean we can't have a meltdown once in a while. Right. I think that's it. Where's the helmet?
Here. Quickly! The door!
Got it!
They'll be on us any second. Get the helmet on and climb into the tube. Eject buttons on the inside.
Control, stage two complete.
Charybdis due to blow in 30 seconds. Commencing stage three.
Osgood, can you hear this or is it just me?
Yes, the suit radios are automatically linked.
Osgood? Miss Jones?
What do you mean, Charybdis is due to blow?
Sorry, Miss Jones.
We need to get out. Hit the escape button, quickly!
You were right. Oh, it's horrible. Osgood? Osgood, are you all right? Can you hear me?
Signal coming from over there, ma'am. About 40 metres or so off starboard.
Right. Prepare a dive team to...
Computer, display damage. Show breeding chamber pens. Areas 13 to 18.
Osgood?
She's fine. You both are.
And right here. Oh, Oh, I think my internal organs have been scrambled.
Luckily, the escape suits are designed to cushion the wearer against shockwaves. Even so, you're both going to be a bit fragile for a while.
What about Burmaster?
No sign of him, I'm afraid. Did he leave the same time as you did?
Just before. And just after he shot at us and wired the Charybdis to blow up.
I think we need a quick debriefing, don't you?
Spotted something on the surface just off the bow. It may be another survivor. Oh, it's submerged again. Hang on. It may only have been...
Ah! Elite Group 5, boarding enemy vessel now.
Burmaster must have been turned. Controlled somehow. We thought he was lucky to get out of that Lake District mess alive.
You think the Silurians have used him to activate this base?
It would make sense.
It wouldn't, though. He did all he could to beat Seven Shades out of
it. But why would they want to attack one of their own colonies?
Maybe because not all Silurians or Sea Devils are the same. Just because the ones you met in the Lake District were hostile, well, it doesn't mean they all are.
They attacked the Charybdis.
Well, of course they did. It was attacking them. The Doctor knew them as an intelligent, noble race. He came so close to brokering a peace with them.
Well, he wasn't always proud of the fact he didn't help to make that happen.
But you can, Kate. Talk to them. Make them understand we're not the aggressors.
Easier said than done, as you say. From their perspective, that's exactly what we are.
Ma'am, we're being boarded. Alien creatures are storming the deck.
It sounds like we're too late for diplomacy, Miss Jones.
There must be a way to...
You two stay here.
I won't give up on it. We can't.
But, Joe, they're attacking us. We have to defend ourselves.
Well, of course we do. Well, it's just that... You don't know how close the Doctor came last time. If it hadn't been for the Master and that idiot Walker, it almost broke the Doctor's heart. Hearts... Now he's gone, and if I could only do this...
He's not gone. He's out there somewhere, you know that.
Another one of him is, yes, I know. I met him, and he was brilliant and beautiful and gorgeous and clever, and... Well, it is the same man, but... Well, in some ways, it just isn't. He was so different.
He changes a lot. But underneath, he's the same.
Deep underneath. All the way down, maybe, yes. But my Doctor. The man I... Yes. Let's be honest. The man I loved. He's gone. And if I could just do this for him, to show that he was right, that he was always right, I have to try. You do understand?
You're wonderful.
No. Shush your gorgeous face.
Seriously, though, if anyone can do it, you can.
But how to get down there?
Come with me. I have an idea.
Ships and get into formation. We need to create a barrier between them and the rest of the ship.
Behind you!
Won't take me a minute.
It's a bit small.
It's a one-man submersible, it's supposed to be. And it's now broadcasting a repeating message that you're unarmed and come in peace.
Which is either an excellent idea or a big sign saying, come kill me.
Well, yes. Are you getting cold feet?
No. No, just being clear with myself about what I'm getting into. On the subject of which...
Oh, yes. Right, lie in there and strap yourself in. Right, you shouldn't need any extra air, but if you do, there's a mouthpiece to your left.
Extra air. Lovely. Right, oh, and I steer with this.
Yes, it's all very intuitive. Do you play computer games?
Oh, darling, I spend most of my life wading through distant rivers and being thrown into prison for protesting. You're lucky to get fresh bread in a South American jail, let alone a games console.
Sorry, yes, wasn't thinking.
Well, it looks obvious, though. Forward, back, left, right.
Yes, and speed is controlled by a pedal by your right foot.
Yep. Fine, I've got it. So, how do I park?
Well, to be honest, once the Sea Devils spot you, I suspect that they'll take care of that.
Good point. Right. Well, let's get on with it before they manage to kill each other.
Keep falling back. Draw them into us. But not that close. So much for a peaceful resolution. Sorry, Dad.
Commander, they are more capable than anticipated. Permission to order my men to fall back. We will sink their ship from the water. Permission granted.
Right, lovely, as Cliff would say. Oh, hang on, I probably should have worn my glasses. Still, if I try and get them now, I'll only tie myself in knots.
Joe, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Ready for the off when you are.
Launching in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Whoa! Oh, this is so cool! Oh, bring me back, darling. I want to do it again.
Yeah, just be safe, Joe.
Safe? Never. If I did, I'd have died of boredom years ago.
Cease firing.
They're withdrawing.
Look to the wounded. Let's regroup while we have the chance.
Commander Krellix to Elite Group 5, Captain. I have sent a remote unit loaded with thermic mines to place them on the hull of the ship and then return to base. What little of it there is left. Idiotic ape primitives. They have no idea what their violence may unleash. What now? A missile? More attempts at destruction? Computer, scan approaching vessel. One ape primitive life sign. Captain, the ape primitives have sent a submersible towards the base.
Do you wish it destroyed?
Yes. Wait, no. It contains a single occupant. Bring it to me. An interrogation may prove useful.
Yes, Commander.
Oh, wow! Oh, I really must get myself one of these. Uh-oh. Sounds like I have company. Hello? I come in peace. Drilling. That's not good. I just thought I should let you know I can't actually breathe underwater, so if you... Oh, that's clever. They're just injecting something.
Place it in the chair and activate the restraints. Resuscitate it. Return to your duties.
All hangover and no party.
Silence.
Hello. Oh, just look at you. I'd forgotten how amazing you are, how beautiful. Oh, maybe I just didn't realize it back then. bit judgmental when we're young, aren't we? But look, the fins, the eyes. Oh, you're gorgeous.
I said silence.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I talk too much when I'm nervous, but I do mean it. I mean, you really are lovely.
Why are you attacking us?
We're not. That's why I came down. The Charybdis, well, that's the submarine that attacked you first. It wasn't even supposed to come here. It was hijacked.
By another ape primitive.
Well, yes, but no. We're not really that primitive, you know, and we're not exactly apes either.
You appear ape-like to me.
I come in peace as a representative of the UK government and, well, the whole human species. Well, not that they know.
You are prattling.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. But I've just got so much to say. I'm really hoping you'll listen, because you don't have to kill any more of us. We really aren't the enemy.
And yet many of my people have died today.
Only because we were defending ourselves. You killed some of us too. All because Burmaster was being controlled by the Silurians. The Reptilia Sapiens. But not the sea ones. No, the cave ones. Oh, look, this is coming out all wrong. Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. Come on, Joe, pull yourself together. You can do better than this.
Doctor, how do you know that I am a doctor?
I was talking about a friend of mine, a very old, very dear friend. He risked his life several times to try and make peace with your people and ours.
You are very confusing. Talk simply. You say that one of your kind was being controlled by someone of my species?
Burmaster, yes. We don't really know what happened to him. He escaped.
I'm inside. Damage is extensive. No sign of the holding pens yet.
Halt!
I'll contact you again once I've located the pens.
Osgood!
Oh, dear.
Why aren't you in the sick bay?
What
aren't you telling me, Osgood?
Joe may have gone down to the Sea Devil base to try and talk to them.
And you may have helped her to do it.
Well, she is Joe Jones, and she was right. It's worth a try.
I hope you still believe that if her body ends up floating to the surface.
Double mines now placed on the hull of the enemy craft. All warriors, return to base.
Hybrid containment pens located. Controlled, as expected. Let's have a look at you. Just look at them! The tank is holding. I thought it was coming for me for a second there. Yes, attaching the signal device now.
Of your species. It does not give me hope.
We can be awful. I know that. Of course I know that. I've dedicated my life to fighting humanity at its worst, but I've not fought alone. Humanity can be all things, cruel and kind, brave and cowardly, honest or false. Are Homo reptilia perfect?
No.
Well then, surely you have to look to the best of people, not the worst.
A noble idea, but dangerous.
the worst of a species that can kill you. Few die from kindness.
Yes, I suppose that's true. But if you just focus on the negative, you become as bad as the thing you're afraid of. You're afraid of another's weapons, so you build weapons of your own. You think someone's going to attack you, so you attack them first.
But today, my people were victims, not aggressors. We instigated nothing.
But neither did we. One of our species was manipulated.
By one of mine, or so you claim. I do not know why I should believe that.
But you do, don't you?
I have my suspicions.
All thermic mines are in position, Commander. Shall we send the signal for detonation?
Thermic mines?
Placed on your vessel above.
I promise you, we are not the enemy.
That is what you say.
Captain, are we carrying the Mark 12 depth charges?
Yes, ma'am.
But Joe's down there.
I'm fully aware of that. Thank you, but I have to be prepared.
Oh, prepared for what? Blowing them all sky high?
Yes, if I have to. Captain, target the estimated location of the Sea Devil base and be prepared to launch on my mark.
Ma'am?
Please, you can't do this.
I can, but only if I deem it absolutely necessary. I'm a pragmatist, not a warmonger, Osgood. You should know that.
Do we have the order to detonate, Commander?
Please, please, just give us one chance.
Negative, Captain. Stand by for further orders.
Thank you.
I said I had suspicions.
About the other Reptilia sapiens?
I know their leader, Jastrok. He is not someone of honor. He is a warmonger. If he is aware of your species, he will seek to destroy you.
So, why would he attack you?
Because this base contains weapons. Terrible, living weapons.
Signal device now fixed. Turning on. It's working. They're going wild! Operation complete. I only hope I can get out before they do.
What sort of weapons?
I told you I was a doctor. A bioengineer. My work was to create hybrids. Creatures my people could use for reasons that are not honorable.
Those creatures are here.
Even when my work was deemed unethical, I could not bear to destroy them. They are terrible creatures, but I gave them life. I had no right to take that away. They are my failure, the ruination of my reputation and my honor. I was blind. I created monsters.
And you think that Jastrok staged this whole attack to steal them?
It is possible. They were revived when your vessel first attacked. In Dargon's name!
What is it?
They are breaking free! A control signal agitating them.
Proves it wasn't us. There's no way we would have known to do that.
That is true.
Look, let me contact my people on the surface. We may be able to help.
We are beyond help. The breeding pens are breached. The whole base will be destroyed.
But what about your people?
I do not know.
Would you be safe if we went back into hibernation?
It may be possible to create a containment shield around the hibernation chambers, yes?
Then do it! At least you would be safe.
Would we? You say your species are good, but not all of them. These creatures will attack you. Jastrok will attack you. He will try to kill you all. You truly believe that your people would consider peace then?
It would be hard. Maybe, just maybe, I could convince them.
I do not believe you could. You know where we are. How soon would it be before the hibernation chamber was raided? How soon before we would face the anger of your species? Perhaps it would be deserved.
Do you know how to stop these things?
No. There was an attempt to create a control device, but not by me. I was disgraced, made their keeper, their jailer, nothing more.
Then all we can do is try and keep your people safe. You can't help us, so there's no reason for me to even tell my people you're here.
I do not understand.
Look, I may not be able to make peace, but I can save you. I'll tell them you were all destroyed. One day, you can revive again. Hopefully by then, both species will be ready for peace. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Then do it. Get your people back into hibernation.
Return to the hibernation chambers immediately. Repeat. Return to the hibernation chambers immediately.
No! No! My escape route is caved in. I can't get back to my evac suit. I did everything you asked, so you damn well better care! I have been loyal to the new masters of Earth. You can't abandon me now! Please! There must be another way off this base. Fine. I'll find it myself.
Sensors are picking up major seismic disturbances from the Sea Devil base.
Possible cause?
I don't know. It could be that the damage caused by the Charybdis weakened their structure beyond the point of no return.
Could it be the launch of a weapon?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Can I push you for a reason why not? As you may have noticed, we're on something of a knife edge here.
The tremors are too large. If this is the launch of a ship or a missile, then the effect is strong enough to tear a hole in the seabed. And who designs a weapon that rips your whole base apart?
Logical. Captain, move us to a safer distance.
Ma'am.
And leave Joe.
I'm not abandoning her, but if the tremors are as large as you say, they could cause a sizable sinkhole, and I'm not risking the ship and its crew.
I believe that will keep us secure. You must return to your ship.
Are you sure you'll be safe?
Human, there is nothing you could do anyway. But I thank you for your concern. You are a credit to your species.
I was taught well. Right. I'll be off. Where's my son?
An excellent question. I suddenly find myself in need of one.
Burmaster?
Miss Jones, your being here is a relief. I have no interest in drowning.
This is the ape primate, human, who has been aiding Jastrok.
Yes, although he probably couldn't help it. What was it? Mind control? Torture?
I'm not really. Look, there's no time for stupid questions. Take me to your sub.
Or you'll shoot me.
Absolutely.
Well, go on then. If you knew anything about me, you'd know I'm not one to be bullied by men in uniforms.
Fine!
Burmaster?
I could not carry you both. I'm Now, while you still can, I will operate the expulsion tube.
Thank you.
You may not feel gratitude once those creatures have attacked your people. You asked if my species are perfect. I am proof that they are not. Forgive me. Farewell.
Please tell me we've managed to maintain a sonar trace.
They're far too large to miss, yes. They're swimming in formation and, based on current estimates, aiming for the UK.
Oh, great.
I'm so sorry, Kate. I didn't do very well, did I?
The release of these things is Jastrok's fault, not yours. Same goes for the death of the Sea Devils. I'm just glad we got you back alive.
So, what happens next?
Ongoing problem, like always. Thank you for your help, Miss Jones. Joe, if you'd be so kind to join Benton and Yates for the London debrief.
Yes, of course. It's been years since we caught up. Wait a minute, hang on. Didn't you just say that that was where the monsters were heading?
Oh, you'll beat them to it by some considerable margin. Don't worry. And if I ever need to call on you again?
Yes. This greyhound is always happy to leave its trap.
It was amazing to meet you.
You too. Oh, come here. I'll see you in London.
We have a couple of stops to make en route first, but yes.
Well, be safe. No, actually, that's a silly thing to say. I mean, who wants to be safe? I never do. Just keep being amazing.
Well, I'll try.
Nonsense. When it comes to being amazing, you're not someone who has to try. We'll beat this, you know. Deadly threat. Terrifying creatures bent on wiping out the human race. You know what they call that in UNIT?
What?
Just another Tuesday, darling.
The actual Joe Jones. Brilliant.